Welcome to Marvel Champions Podcast, a podcast about Marvel Champions, the card game. I am your host, and with me as always, my co-host, Ryan.
All right, Scott, have you ever watched the show How I Met Your Mother?
It's been a little while, but I've seen most of the season, or series.
Okay, then you probably are familiar with one of the episodes, well, I guess several mention it, but they discuss, I think her name was Robin, and how she used to be a teen singer.
Okay,
do you remember that?
From like the 80s or something, early 90s, yeah.
Yep. And one of her songs, I guess, is Let's Go to the Mall. You remember that?
Okay, I do, vaguely.
Well, here we go. Scott, Let's Go to the Mall with a new hero.
Oh, is there some fireworks?
It's going to be a shopping spree.
Oh, do you remember that game, Mall Madness? It was geared more toward young women, but...
Oh, board game.
Yes, board game.
Yes, yes, I do.
Yeah, there you go.
Never.
We're talking about Mall Madness tonight.
We're talking about Mall Madness. Surprise.
Surprise. You just thought we were talking about a new hero for Marvel Champions. That's right.
It's probably like $500.
Yeah, seriously,
eBay.
Like one in good condition. With maybe the working credit card machine.
Yes, yeah. Hey, I mean, you can easily do an updated version where you have to, but the key is you have to take your parents' credit card, then use it on the game. That's it. It's that kind of thing. Oh, it's microtransactions.
Right. It's you have to use like your phone with like touch pay and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Fun times. All right. Let's talk about the actual hero. They did release an article about a hero coming up.
Yep. Jubilation Lee. Also known as Jubilee.
Jubilee.
So most of the community was right. I think there was maybe a leak via some website ordering company store. So I think it was expected.
Well, and the image was kind of a giveaway with the whole, like, you can see, like, the outline of the coat and everything.
Yeah, but I want to say it's kind of, like, shifted a little. It's not so, like, vertical north-south. It's kind of, she's kind of cockeyed, like, leaning a little.
Because she's cool.
And I think they did a similar thing to Iceman. I think they
altered it a little bit.
They kind of tweaked where the image and the silhouette was sitting. It's like perfectly north-south.
Yeah, they're just trying to add a little bit of throw off, but it didn't work. I think most people were expecting this one.
Yeah. I mean, they were kind of going more of that 90s X-Men animated series, comics.
Yeah.
I think Jubilee's a big one they like to throw in.
Yeah. Yeah, she is a big part of that series, but she really is ineffective. She basically just blinds people and then runs away and gets in trouble, and everyone else has to save them.
But is it like temporary blindness or is it like permanent blindness? Because that would be impactful if it was like permanent blindness.
Well, the show was probably temporary, but if she was a real life mutant in like the movies or something, you for sure are getting blind forever.
Okay, makes sense. Okay. All right, Ryan, I think we should just jump right on into the alter ego of Jubilation Lee.
Let's do it.
She is a mutant, 3 recovery. She does have a action power here, Mall Rat. Search your deck for the Shopping Spree player side scheme and put it into play. Limit once per phase. This place was so much cooler when I lived here. So I guess part of the comics is she goes and lives in the mall.
It might be like a reference that she was always there.
No, I think she was like orphaned. I want to say in the article it says she was like orphaned and lived in the mall.
Oh.
Well, like physically lived in the mall.
You know, as someone that has worked in a mall, there are some nook and crannies that you could probably live in.
You could. I did fail to mention she has a hand size of 6 and hit points of 9.
Yeah, she's a little squishy.
Yeah, hopefully she can make up for that weak hit points. Maybe throw some people in front of attacks.
Hopefully. I mean, that's what she's good at in the animated show. Just blind someone, then run away, and then run away. People take care of it.
It's true. I mean, you've got, like, supports and heavy hitters on, like, any team, so maybe she's just that support person.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think since the action talks about her side scheme, I say we go ahead and talk about it, because it kind of does lend to a support role.
So, all right. Yeah. Well, you're the player side scheme guy, so...
Let's do it. So,
why don't you start shopping?
Shopping spree is what it's called. It's zero cost player side scheme for her. And it says threat cannot be removed from this scheme by heroes or allies. And it says alter ego action, exhaust your identity, remove one threat from here. Any player may trigger this ability. And then it has a when defeated, the player who defeated this scheme searches their deck and discard pile for an item card and puts it into play.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty big.
So it's only two threat, and it's not two per person, for player, it's just straight two. I think it's a very interesting card.
If we were like a legitimate podcast and went out and did research, we probably should have researched other heroes that have item cards.
Well, I'm actually doing that right now. I'm going to look and see if there's any item.
All right.
Traits.
Not a class.
Item.
Is that a trait that we're looking for?
It is a trait. Let's see who gets there first. Oh, there's quite a bit. There's an arc reactor for Iron Man.
Okay.
The battery pack for Raccoon. There's a couple of others. Captain America's shield is an item. Cloak of Levitation for Doctor Strange. That's nice. Gambit's got some. Hawkeye's got stuff. Star-Lord, Adam Warlock, Phoenix, Rogue, Cyclops. I mean, there's actually a ton.
Is that Cyclops' visor? Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Guys, my glasses.
My glasses.
I can't see without my glasses.
Man, web shooters.
Summer Gym.
Most of them are Cape hero cards, but there is... It does look like there's a leadership, comms implant, and then energy barrier.
Energy barrier, yeah. So it does look like most items are hero cards.
So this could be a very helpful card for heroes.
Yeah, especially somebody who, like, one of these items is very key to their kind of deck and build. Mm-hmm. Kind of niche thing. That could be a pretty early, because you can go grab that, right? Beginning of the game? Yep. Yeah. And you can keep doing that.
Yeah, because you could say first turn.
It's got to be in your deck. It's got to be in your deck. So that's the only limiting factor. If it does go into your discard, you do have to wait till it comes back.
Mm, yeah. Okay, so there's the little bit of a halt to balance. Spamming it.
Yeah.
That's still good. At least there's something. But
yeah, it looks like she's got a couple items.
It could be a really good setup card for a team. Like most item cards, it looks like are two or one cost. There is a Ticket to the Multiverse for Spider-Gwen. That's three, but you often don't play that as an upgrade. You normally use it for its resources.
That's how I always play it.
But like Storm's Cape, that's very helpful to get pretty early. Or like Iron Man's arc reactor, that's huge to his setup. So this combo right here makes her very much a support hero. Of course, they can help her too, but you could really help out your team by getting that going.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it. I think it makes sense thematically. Shopping spree, getting an item. I think it works.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of tough, though. An exhaustion to remove one threat seems a little... There's a card later on that we'll talk about that I think can pair with this one pretty good.
Yeah. I think the biggest play on this would probably be have it out, go to hero form, do some stuff, and then confuse the enemy, flip down, exhaust, take one off, next turn, exhaust, remove it, get your item, flip up to hero, and you're going again. Okay. I feel like that's the play on that.
All right, well, let's see when Jubilee flips up into hero form, how well she's going to stack up against some of these things. Jubilee is a one thwart, one attack, two defense hero. X-Men traded, hand size of 5, hit points of 9, and has a resource action. Like, totally. Resource, exhaust Jubilee, generate a wild resource. You should know I get torqued when people ignore me.
You read that just as Jubilee right there. I could feel the emotion on that one.
Could you feel it?
I felt torqued. You were a teenager in a... I thought you were going to say... oh my gosh, I can't even think of the word. Twerk. I thought you were going to say twerk.
You should know I get twerked when people ignore me.
Yeah, modern language. Well, I think, honestly, her stats aren't great. They're pretty weak, but generally if there's an ally or if there's a hero that has weak stats like this, either A, you don't use their stats very often, which kind of seems like that resource generation, that makes sense, or there's ways to boost it.
Right. Yet again, an exhaustion for a single resource. It is wild, but is the exhaustion worth the one resource?
Well, is an exhaust worth a one thwart or one attack?
No, not at all.
But, I mean, if you're able to ready a lot, that could be pretty... I mean, you could do a ready deck with her and be pretty efficient with resources.
Like, totally.
Yeah.
Like, totally. No, you do make a good point. There is no restriction on that resource generation. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, once per phase, once per round. It's just straight there, which I like.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's deck building opportunities with that. Because it sounds like, you know, spoiler alert, looking at other cards, you don't have to play her as the resource generator, but it does help her deck do a bunch of things.
Yeah, so I think we should get into kind of what she wants to do. I think first, before we jump into some events, I think we do look at her upgrades that you kind of talked to or alluded to. She's got two upgrades, one that benefits her thwart-wise, and one that benefits her attack.
They look like they're basically carbon copies of each other, just one's thwart and one's attack.
Right. So I don't think we need to spend too much time. She has Jubilee's coat, two-cost upgrade. This is the thwart one. And then Jubilee's sunglasses is a two-cost upgrade, and this is her attack one.
Yeah.
It is interesting to note that both of them have a wild resource, which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. They're both items, so they're wanting you to get those with the shopping spree side scheme.
Yep.
Both give you plus one to their individual stat, attack, or thwart. But the hero response, I think, is pretty interesting. Hero response, thwart, or attack. After you play a thwart or attack event, depending on whichever upgrade, exhaust Jubilee's coat or the sunglasses, and choose... an enemy or a scheme, remove one threat or deal one damage to that thing for each different. I'm tired of kind of doing both. I think people get it.
Yeah.
But different resource type used to pay for that event. So basically, if you paid a two cost event, and you paid it with a science or mental, whatever it's called, and a physical, you not only are doing the event, but you can do an additional two threat or two damage because they're two different resources. Right. If you did like two physicals, it's, it only counts as one.
Yep, because it wants those different resource types.
Correct, yeah. And I think that's a... pretty good way to really encourage some bigger cost cards for her decks.
Right. I think the other thing that, as you were kind of reading those, made me think about with like deck building with her I think it's going to be, you really got to try and balance your resource types. Because I know there's some decks where it's like all lightning or all fists. This one, you want that even spread to try and maximize those different resource types at any given time.
Yeah, I'm guessing her resource type spread is fairly even, because there's quite a few wild resources in this deck, it looks like.
Yeah. So do you want my disappointment in these?
Yes, I do want your disappointment.
My only like qualm with them is that they are attack and thwarts.
They so let's say are, you yes. did
have like a retaliate or a crisis, right? Crisis.
Yes.
You couldn't use them on those, or you would get an additional retaliate.
Well, crisis you can't remove from the main at all. It doesn't have to be a Thor. You just can't remove.
Right. Sure. But yeah, that's true. So ignore that one.
But I guess like patrol.
But if it was patrol, guard, sure.
Yeah. That holds.
Yeah.
You.
Same thing with like guard with the sunglasses. You couldn't attack and deal the damage to the villain.
Yeah. I could see it. I guess it would be nice to have some form of indirect with those, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Not everyone can have that.
But that's my only like little thing. It's like, yes, it's probably never more than two. Maybe a weird scenario, you might have an additional three. So it's always going to be fairly minimal or benign, one or two.
Yeah, but just for the fact of getting one, just for free, basically, for just exhausting it, is pretty great. Because the other ability doesn't need to be exhausted. It's static. It's always.
And the other thing is, plus, it does have to be done on the same either enemy or scheme. Oh, no. You exhaust and you pick.
You
get
to choose. Yeah.
Okay, so never mind. Spread.
Okay. Yeah. Which would be helpful. So, like, for her sunglasses, that would be helpful to do some ping damage.
Yes.
To minions and stuff. So, it allows her to spread a little bit. Because some heroes have that trouble of being able to spread their damage. They're very focused on individual attacks kind of thing.
Right. Or if you wanted to get health down to a, you know, one or two, so you can do some big benefit from overkill or, you know, excessive damage or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so not bad. But let's, I'm going to just kind of jump the events real quick and just go to her resources.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like Tora.
Yeah, like for real. She comes with at least three resource cards called Plasmoid Energy, and they have two energies per card. They just have
two resources.
Yeah, not energies. Yes, sorry. Two resources, but they're different ones. So, like, one has energy and one's mental. One's energy and one's physical. One's mental and one's physical. So, it encourages that different type of resources.
So, Ryan, here's my next question for you. Do you run the three traditional resource cards with her?
That's a tough one, because I feel like you always include those, but they aren't as effective for her deck, though it would still help you. It's still two resources to help you set up and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd run all three, but maybe one or two.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that. Maybe do one or two, because ultimately it still is one card, two resources.
Right. Yeah, so. You still get the double.
All right. Which event? There's three. Which ones are you taking?
I like probably the third one that you didn't expect me to talk about.
Do it.
All right. So we'll jump there, because then you can talk about the other two, because they're pretty much mirrors of each other.
Yeah, they're identical.
So the one I like out of her events that was, you know, previewed was Blinding Flash. And we pretty much alluded to what we talked about, the opening, that she just really blinds people and then like runs away. So Blinding Flash is a 3-cost event. It's a superpower. Hero action, choose X enemies, where X is the number of different resource types used to pay for this event. Stun and confuse each chosen enemy. That's pretty powerful. Because if you can pay with this with 3 different types, and Wild is its own type in this, you can stun and confuse 3 different enemies. It's pretty big time.
This question, you get to choose X enemies where X is the number of different resources. Can it only do three?
I think it can only do 3. I think there was a ruling that came out because they were doing crazy overpay stuff with like Moon Girl. And I think they ruled that you can only pay up to whatever the cost is to get the benefit. Right.
But you're not getting the benefit of the overpay.
Correct. Perfect. So it's going to cap out at 3. Because you make a good point. Like, you could pay with it with 2 plasmoid energies, but you're only going to get, or, you know, whatever combination. Let's say you did a strength and then the plasmoid with the lightning and mental resource.
Sure.
You're only going to get 3 anyways.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's pretty strong because you get to stun and confuse. That is pretty powerful.
My only, like, thing that you're going to have to deal with in one of our recent games we met that is Steady and Stalwart kind of completely negates this, and even some of the what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, it definitely does hurt this card, and maybe that's why it's a Wild resource, because then it could be, if you can't use it against those villains, then you can at least use it as a Wild to help you with the other stuff.
Yeah, I think the same. I didn't point that out, but as a Wild resource, it reminds me a little bit of the Quicksilver card, where he can stun people, pay X. It's a little more like you were talking about. You can pay a ton, but it reminds me of that card.
Yeah, it does. All right, well, let's get going with these last 2 events. But before we do, I do want to say one last thing with Blinding Flash. It kind of, that card does make it sound like she is more of a support role. Like, you can obviously solo with her, but she may be best in a group play, being able to help the team do this or that, stun, confuse, help set up different heroes. So I feel like she is falling more into a support role. Not that she's not strong, but it kind of seems where I'm seeing her fit.
I can see that.
But yeah, let's do her other events. They're very identical. One's called Firecracker, her attack, and one is Flash of Light. Firecracker does 4 damage. Flash of Light does 3 thwart. And if you paid this event using 2 different resource types, you can either stun or confuse depending on which card. So just adding more status cards to the already status card heavy, it sounds like, hero this might be.
Yeah. And I don't think, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't think 4 damage is that bad. I think the 3 thwart's nice. But in addition to the status cards, and if you already have your upgrades out, that's a pretty good price to damage or thwart ratio.
That's what I was going to point out is, heroes that have like some type of modifier to attack or thwart usually have a slightly weaker event, and the modifier makes up for that. So like if you did pay 2 different resources and then you exhaust your sunglasses, you're going to get the 4, the additional 2, plus you're going to get the stun. And then same thing with her thwart. You'll get the 3. If you paid over 2 different ones, you'll get the additional 2, and then you'll get the confused. Yeah.
So the one question I have for you before we move on. So in Blinding Flash, it actually shows, it says the number of different resource types, and then it shows the icons. And Wild is considered a separate resource type. So there's 4 resource types according to that card. but it does not have it for Firecracker or Flash of Light, but the wording is very similar, different resource types. So if you use two wilds, that does not count as two different resource types for Flash of Light and Firecracker, right?
I don't know. That's one, like, what supersedes that? Is it the player or the hero card, or does the rule that you can turn a wild into anything supersede that? I have no idea.
Yeah, I would say the wording is too close for it to not be, like, the wild counts as a separate type. So I don't know if it counts. They might have to clarify that in the rule book.
Right. Because if that's the case, there's really only three resource types.
Correct.
Wild is its own resource type, but it's always played as one of those three, right?
That's from my understanding. Yeah, you kind of, even though you don't really do it all the time, you kind of declare which type it is.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm playing a wild, but I'm using the wild as a physical resource to play this requirement card.
We could probably look the rule up, but I'm not going to do that right now. Or like what wild means, or what like text is around it. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if playing a wild. I don't know if you can play a wild as a wild. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean that's what it sounds like for Blinding Flash when it has the little those symbols. It says
it's true.
Energy, mental, physical, and wild.
So you would think an or would make it lean more towards the three max versus the and, which potentially could be a four max.
I think it's a four max on that card. Well, it's a three max because it's three costs.
Sure. But the different types.
It's saying that wild is different than those other three.
Right. Because there are a few four cost events.
Yeah, it could be just the phrasing. When it's meaning different resource type, wild is a type of resource, even though it's
Well, if those. You look at some of the villain cards, that game we played recently, where for the different resource types, you had to put additional threat on the scheme.
Wild counted.
It showed as wild as being a separate one. So, I don't know.
Yeah. So basically what I'm saying is if you had a double wild and you played Flash of Light or Firecracker, it can be considered only one resource.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think that's how I'm leaning based off some of these other cards and other examples we've received.
All right.
Which makes it even weirder because then her hero ability is exhaust, generate a wild resource, but it doesn't really matter for her cards. It's about the type.
Right.
So, but I guess that could still fit with some of her other cards, though.
So. Okay.
Wild is less common.
It's true. But you make a good point. I completely, like, forgot that she can just create a resource.
Yeah.
Her hero can. Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of strong feelings on some of these other cards that comes with her kit. So, actually, we have one more card.
Jump there. Yeah, say we talk about her other hero card that they show, and yes. Then get your just kind of basic thoughts on her little niche thing that she likes or wants to do.
Okay.
All right.
Which card is it?
Oh, her signature ally.
Oh, yeah. Wolverine.
I like how he's just like a straight one name, first name. He's just Logan. Just Logan.
Yeah, it's not. Was it Howlett?
I think so. In some of the iterations of Wolverine,
I guess there's not another Wolverine. There's only one Wolverine.
It's just Wolverine.
Wolverine.
He is expensive. Four cost, one thwart, three attack with two consequentials. He does have a star on that one. Wolverine's attacks gain piercing. He has four health. He's an X-Man. And response, after you change to alter ego form, heal three damage from Wolverine. That's pretty big.
That is big.
And I think that goes back into her wanting to flip down and go to the mall.
Yep.
Quite a bit.
I have a little bit of mixed feelings. I'm never a big fan of four-cost allies or four-cost cards in general, but as it stands, just the card, you can basically attack once, thwart once, and then you have to flip down and start it over, that cycle again.
Right. But at least he has 4 health. I hate the ones that's like 4 cost and it's like 2 health or 3 health with like 2 or 3 consequential. That's ridiculous.
And there's some really good training cards for X-Men.
So
you could really make him a lot stronger, and it will definitely add to his capability.
I like it.
Yeah. I think it's pretty solid. I'll look forward to testing it out. And she has the resources to pay for it, it sounds like. So
yeah. I mean, really, if you think about her just exhausting, he costs 3.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Yep. All right, so what do you think about Jubilee and her different resource types? She seems very needy. She's very needy in different resource types.
Yes. So we're doing are we doing final thoughts or just a general thought?
Just with her as the hero, I think.
I'm curious on how she plays. I think there is going to be... She seems very straightforward to me, but I think there is very calculated turns because of how can I max out these different resource types for paying these. So I do like that, even though she seems very simple, there is some careful planning for deck building and for just playing her in general.
Yeah, I would agree. Visually, on paper, she does not seem like she's going to be like a heavy hitter. So I'm curious to see how she plays and like actually playing her.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to be your big damage, big thwarter, but I think she's going to do, like I talked about, like that support role. She'll be able to hold her own. It doesn't show a defense card, so I'm wondering if there's a defense event somewhere. Or defense upgrade. It doesn't show that either.
Yeah, or maybe just the blinding flash is blinding people and running away.
Yeah, it could be her defense. That is her defense. The status cards.
You're right.
She can be very squishy. So
yeah,
I don't know. I'll have to see the other cards, of course. But I personally am open minded of how she'll play.
Yeah,
I don't think she's going to be a rush character.
I don't think so either.
But that's okay. I don't gravitate towards them most of the time. But
yeah, same with me. All right. Well, I think we failed to tell you which aspect. She comes with a justice aspect. Ryan, you tend to like justice quite a bit.
I do. Justice is probably my favorite.
All right. So which one of her justice cards are you most looking forward to?
Most looking forward to? Well, I know there's one card that you probably want to talk about, so I'm probably going to mention Waylay.
Oh.
You thought I was going to say Generation X.
No, you are the side team guy.
I am, but I think I'm going to go with Waylay because I love thwarting and I love doing damage and I like doing a lot of damage sometimes. So, Waylay is a 3 cost event. Hero response, it's an attack after your hero thwarts, deal 4 damage to an enemy. Or 7 damage instead if that thwart removed the last threat from a scheme. Now, I like a lot of the, if you remove the last threat, do this. So like one of my favorite cards is Clear the Area. So I always try to plan around to be able to draw that card with Clear the Area. And I see this being very similar. I'm going to orchestrate my turn to be able to thwart. And it does say after your hero thwart. So it does not have to be a basic thwart. It can be a card, an event. And dealing 7 damage is pretty great.
See, I just worry about that one.
Because
you do make the point that it doesn't have to be a basic thwart, but if that's a 3 cost, and then that card itself is your 4th card, at least for a Jubilee player, she has the 1, maybe 2 thwart. I guess 2 thwart wouldn't be too bad. It seems like getting the 7 is going to be inconsistent. Do you really want to pay 3 for 4 damage and the stipulation of having to thwart?
I do agree that if you play this card, if you're dealing the 4 damage, then it's not worth it. But I think kind of the intention is that when you play this card, you're going to be doing the 7 damage. You're planning your turn to be able to do the 7 damage with it.
No, I agree. And I think it goes back into almost more of a support. This is more of a support heavy card. Because as a team, you get that thwart down to 1-2 left.
Yes.
Threat. Then be like, okay, let me take it out. I can use Waylay. We can deal 7 damage to somebody.
Yeah. Yep. I have no problem doing that. Especially with the Thor decks that I have. I like trying to control and get things minimal. So like do a beat cop here to make this go down just that little bit more. Do that basic Thor. Remove the 2. Boom, Waylay. I've done 7 damage to somebody. And that's big numbers.
Yep.
So, I mean, especially for Justice, doing 7 damage is a lot.
That is. They're not usually known for their attack cards, so.
Yes.
Pretty big.
So, all right. I like it. I'm excited to deck with that, deck plan with it.
I like it at face value. I just don't think it's one for me that I'm going to see played a lot.
That's why you don't do Justice.
No, no, not at all. But there is a card that I do like that they previewed, and that is Disguise. Ooh. It comes with an eye patch and poker chips.
Ooh.
So Disguise is a 1-cost upgrade. It is an item as well. Play under any player's control, max 1 per player. So you could, you know, give a little bit of disguises out to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Action, thwart, exhaust disguise, and your identity, remove 2 threat from a scheme. That's pretty cool. Especially those heroes that like to go down to alter ego and can thwart a little bit.
Yeah, like thinking Gambit.
My Black Widow goes down.
Yeah. I really like this card too.
Exhausting your identity seems a little expensive, but I don't think this is an all the time card.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But yeah, I think you could do it to get that thwart down too, to those manageable numbers.
Mm-hmm. I think it does 2 big things. The one you pointed out where you can do it in alter ego. And I think that's really helpful for a lot of heroes, especially like your Black Widow, who's known to be able to just stay in alter ego and be the villain. But I also think it helps a lot of heroes that only have 1 thwart as their basic thwart. It automatically makes that obsolete. You automatically now have 2 thwart.
See, I was just thinking that same thing. Is you're giving heroes that are really bad at basic thwarting an additional thwart or 2.
Yep. Yep. So you're turning a Hulk into 2 thwart. You're turning, is it Valkyrie has only 1 maybe?
Probably.
Groot, I think, has 1.
Spider-Man
now can use it. Now he's a 2-2-3. I think it actually would be really good with the flipping twins, Ant-Man and Wasp. I think that could help them. I think
Ant-Man's good in his tiny form. He's got a 2 thwart. He's not hurting for. He is hurting for a little bit of thwart. He only has 1 event card. Thwart event card.
Yeah, I mean, so you could use it in his giant form. I think he has 1 in giant form.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
But any hero that has just or 0 in Hulk's case, it basically gives him a 2 Thor, which is great. And not only that, but it allows him to.
Yep.
I think that's pretty good, especially being able to just toss him around and send him to other players so they can benefit from him. Sounds great. Trying to think of any good combos with heroes. Ms. Marvel, I guess, could help have that.
Yep, there's a few one cost or 1 thwart heroes out there. So,
yeah, cool.
Yep, I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, can I talk about something?
Sure. This is a safe place, Ryan. So feel free.
Okay, I want to talk about Husk.
Okay.
Husk is... I just have so many problems with this ally. It's a, a 4-cost ally. Has 2 attack, 2 thwart, 3 health, and X-Men trait, and has an interrupt for both. When Husk uses a basic power, spend up to 3 resources. If you spend at least 1, whether it's a energy, Husk gets +1 to that power for this use. If it's a mental, heal 1 damage from Husk, and physical, ready Husk after this use. So I think the ability is cool. What I have a problem with is its cost of being 4. So my standard, like to see if an ally is worth it, is I take the stats and the health and see how much it can do and then divide it in half. So for her, she has 2 attack, 2 thwart, so it doesn't matter. So at most with her health, it is 1 consequential damage for both. She can do a max of either 6 thwart or 6 attack. Divide that in half is 3. She should be 3 cost. Now, you should add in the ability that can change whether it goes up or down, I guess. But my issue is that it goes up to 4 cost, and it's making you pay more to actually use the ability. So, essentially, for the first use, if you use one of those, you're paying 5 costs for either 2 thwart, 2 attack, either +1 to one of those, healing Husk, which you couldn't do first on your first anyways, or you can ready.
I'm right there with you.
I have a huge problem with this card, and then it gets worse because then if you keep doing it turn after turn, the ultimate cost that you sink into her is just goes. You're paying like
she's like 6 a 9 resources. Cost ally.
Yeah, and I don't think I like the ability, but I wish it was a 3 cost. If it was 3 cost, I would be more okay with it. But at 4, I don't want to play it. I don't want to. It's a lemon. Like cars,
mm-hmm.
You get a lemon, you just dump money into it, and it never gets better. That's what I feel like Husk is. Of course, wow. I haven't played it, so it could be mm-hmm. different. But
okay, strong feelings.
I got very strong feelings on this one.
Since you love 4 cost allies, why don't you go ahead and talk about Chamber?
See, Chamber, I don't have as much issue. He's also 4 cost, same stat line, same health. 2-2, 1 consequential, 3 health. But its ability, Chamber takes -1 consequential damage after he attacks a confused enemy. At least that ability can be useful.
And it can extend his life.
Yeah.
You're able to, minions or the villain. Usually yeah. I feel like ones like this, there's always some like caveat where it's like only minions. I do mm-hmm. like to see that it's any enemy that's confused.
Yeah, it just has to be confused. So when you compare these two, it's like, oh, I can basically do a lot of the same thing Husk can do without spending as much resources.
Yeah, or spend those resources for events that do significantly more. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have a big issue with readying an ally. Because you're just killing them faster.
It's true.
And most of the time, you don't spend that last health on it. You use them for a block. I feel like the blocking is more valuable overall. Sometimes I do kill them for the thwart or the attack, but most of the time, I'm using them to block.
Sure. At least that last health. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Husk. Do you want me to go ahead and talk about the other justice and you can take the basic?
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about the basic?
Let me talk about the basic. We've heard you talk enough about
okay.
for a little bit. Well, let me jump in here. So, 3-cost event, multi-talented. It's an attack thwart card. Hero action, attack thwart. If you paid for this event using at least one physical, deal 2 damage to an enemy. Mental, remove 2 threat from a scheme. And lightning, heal 2 damage from your identity. So you get to do that for each of them, right? So if I paid physicals and a mental, I could do 2 damage, 2 damage, and then 2 threat, right?
Or is the benefit to doing all three? I think it's if you paid with, say, 2 physical, you only get to count
one. You get to do the physical ones. Okay, no, that makes more sense.
So it's encouraging you to use all three.
Resource types, yeah.
Yeah, I think that fits along the lines of what her kit is doing.
Okay. I like it. It seems a little expensive if you don't have the 3 different types that you can spend on it each time, but hopefully you should be able to at least have 2 different. And it's an additional way to kind of heal you. 2 heal is pretty good.
That is pretty strong. I mean, it basically does the same thing as the... I forgot what the other first basic aid? 3 cost. That's an attack thwart. It has the
I know what you're talking about. But yeah, you can do a thwart and attack.
It does 2 thwart, 2 attack for 3 cost.
Yeah.
But this, I like how it adds that healing. So it creates that opportunity to do more. So it could be better than that other one. Yeah. Or in theory, it could be weaker.
You're right. You could completely whiff and only have 1 resource type.
Hit and run is that one.
Hit and run, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it too. That's basic. You can kind of throw this into any deck and hopefully get a couple of good outcomes with it.
Yeah, so here's kind of like that question is, if you paid this with a wild resource, does it count as one of those?
Right.
I assume so, yes.
Because you could just say, this is a wild, or this is a physical, or this is a mental. Yes. Yeah.
And it doesn't use the wording of different resource types.
Which the card you're about to talk about does.
Does, yeah. So the one that we're talking about is a 3-cost event, 3 steps ahead. It's a thwart hero action for each different resource type. Images all 4. You use to pay for this card, choose a scheme, and remove 2 threat from it. So from my understanding, let's say we use 3 different types. You can choose 3 different schemes to remove 2 from.
Right, but you could choose
the same one
with a grouping of 2, yeah.
So at best, this is a 3 cost for 3 thwart.
6.
Sorry, 3 cost for 6 right. thwart.
But you have the option of
3
for 2
it. At worst. Yes, but it could be worse. It could be 3 for 2,
right.
Which I probably wouldn't play. I have problems with this card.
Yeah. The other thing about this niche style of different types is any card that you use to reduce that cost, you reduce the benefit that you could potentially earn.
Yes, I was going to make that statement later on, you hit the nail right on the head. For Jubilee's overall, what she's doing with the justice cards that she's coming with, a shield helicarrier is not a good card for her.
You're wanting to pay.
You want to pay.
Because yeah. I was looking at her events, and they're all superpower. So I was like, oh, I can minimize, but then you minimize her output by doing that.
Exactly, yep. And, you can't really use X-Jet. I mean, you could use X-Jet, but because she generates a wild resource, it kind of comes into conflict. Because, if you played X-Jet, you exhausted her for the wild, and you paid a mental resource, it's all that counts as only 2. So you're doing 4 threat for 3 cost.
Right.
And her other cards do something similar. So it's not that great of a card in my opinion. I think it needed to either be 2 cost with some other limitations or better for. I don't know. I think it's like balanced, but it's not great.
And I think we'll find out more once you can play these cards to know really, you know, because we're talking about like the ideal situation, right?
Yes.
Push comes to shove and you've only got, you know, two different types in your hand to play, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. See, I think the last issue I would say with some of these cards coming out with Jubilee's kit is that, or sorry, the aspect cards coming out with her pack, is that some of these are not going to be that great for other heroes because they're not necessarily the most diverse in resources as she is, Jubilee.
Right.
So, like, a lot of these cards are not great for Hulk. Like, you can't play three steps ahead with Hulk because he's all physical.
Sure. Yeah.
or like, multi-talented can't play with Hulk. Husk can't really play with Hulk. I mean, you could, but you're limiting your options, potentially.
Right. She would just keep readying.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's... You have to be careful with these cards. You got to have the right... You got to deck build to try to balance out those resources, to try to maximize their benefits.
Yep.
Technically, there is one more Justice card that was revealed, and that's the Side Scheme Generation X. It's a zero cost, 3 threat per player, and it says each X-Men character gets +1 thwart while making a basic thwart against the scheme, and when defeated, each player may search their deck and discard pile for an identity-specific event. I'm not a really big fan of this one.
I think the thwart is too high for the short-term benefit. And
bingo,
the one and done. So the other ones where it's like get a support, get an upgrade, that's like a lasting thing that's going to be going on. This one is, yeah, is it nice to be like, I need this one event card and, you know, I could do this awesome thing, but once it's done, it's done, you know.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like remedied by, hey, each X-Men character gets +1, but then it just limits
the usage to when you're playing X-Men. Right.
Yeah, so I don't really want that. I want a player side scheme that works with a lot of, like, for example, Cable, the side scheme hero, can't really use this as much
as
other X-Men because he's X-Force. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a big fan of
that. Not the strongest player side scheme.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll be helpful, but I think I'd rather have other ones.
Sure. Well, there's one more basic card. It's their team up for Wolverine and Jubilee, unlikely duo, 2 cost event. Let's see, hero action, attack, confuse an enemy, deal 4 damage to a confused enemy.
All right,
I don't hate it. A confuse and 4 damage for 2 cost, pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
I mean, technically, you don't even have to attack that particular enemy, you just confused.
The team up card, one of the two people have to be the hero card, right?
What do you mean?
To play the team up, one of the two people on the inside the parentheses has to be one of the heroes, right? Why, it has to be one hero and an ally, or 2 heroes, right?
Yes, yeah. You either have both Jubilee and Wolverine out as heroes or as a hero and an ally.
Okay. I was trying to see if I could rig it in a way where you could play like Sentinels and the Aggression Wolverine.
I mean, you could play...
And then play it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But I think there's some wording that says one of them has to be a hero.
Probably. But you could play Wolverine through the Mutant Genesis, and this would be a really good card.
Yes. Yes. Hold on. So, do you think this benefits Wolverine hero more or Jubilee hero?
I think it benefits Jubilee more.
Okay.
She probably lacks damage, and it allows her to confuse so she can go down and heal up or get her shopping spree out.
Okay, I like it.
I don't know how much time you want to spend on it, but there are no additional player cards with this pack. It's coming with a new encounter set.
Ooh. See, and, part of me, I was hoping this villain would have been in a full scenario pack. Yeah.
I think it would have been a fun one-off hero.
Yeah, like a one-off villain.
Or, sorry, villain. Yeah. Yeah. But it is our arcade, who also looks like a grown-up Chucky doll.
And he's got cards with sharks with frickin' laser beams on their heads. So that's pretty cool.
We'll let the readers kind of go read all the individual stuff. But his big thing is he is about traps. And the traps are side schemes. And he can't be hurt while those side schemes are out. And when he comes out, he automatically pulls one of those side schemes out.
Yeah. So I know we're not going to talk about him much, but all of his trap side schemes have a when defeated, and then they do something bad. Yeah. What are your thoughts on a when defeated bad thing and not a when defeated good thing occurring?
I think it's fine for me in this particular circumstance. But I'm taking a look at some of them just to make sure. I guess these aren't. Yeah, they're not too terrible. And once you get rid of it, arcade's very weak. You could just slap him around and he's gone.
It's true. 2-2-3.
But you got to go through a lot to get to him.
The one thing I think that makes it a little bit easier with these when defeated and bad things occur is you can see what that bad thing is in preparation for it.
Yes, yes. But you can't sit forever, obviously, because they come. Each of the side schemes comes with some type of like icon, like a hazard or
basic,
a crisis.
Right?
Yeah,
Amplify.
So you gotta get onto it quick. But I think it should be a fun one.
Yeah, I think so. He's got a card that makes the wind defeated go off, which stinks.
Oh yeah, the shark with laser beams.
Yeah, yeah. And it shows all five. They preview all five, which is interesting.
It does. Everyone can look at them and get excited for July or June or whatever.
Yeah, that was the weird conflicting thing is the product page for the store has May, like Iceman and Jubilee are going to come out together. And the article, I think, says July. So
it's probably
who
July.
Knows?
Yeah, I would probably say July.
Well, they have like a live coming up, so maybe they'll address that.
The confusion.
She does come with 60 cards total, so there are going to be a couple, and my guess is she'll have a protection or aggression that plays off that different resource type.
Oh, I didn't read the full article.
You can't read. No, if you look at the product page, it says she comes with 60 cards, her 40 cards. You've got 6 for her obligation and nemesis, and then additional 5, so that she's up to 51 there. So there's about 9 cards.
So you're right. There is going to be some additional ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would assume that each one of those is going to have something similar to, for each different resource type thing.
Yeah.
Do more damage, probably maybe prevent damage, and I'm not sure what the... Maybe a tough status to an ally for the leadership one.
Who knows?
I can see that.
All right. Well, that's Jubilee. Fireworks. Is she going to be fireworks? Or is she going to be a dud?
Oh,
no. Guess we'll have to wait till May or July to find out.
Yeah, yeah. Any final thoughts before we close this out?
I'm wanting to like her. I just don't know. I think there's unfortunately a little bit of luck involved and not like good luck, like Domino.
I was going to say luck, the person that likes playing Domino.
Yeah, but you can kind of fake that luck. This one, you just get a crap hand and, you know, her cards just aren't as good.
Yeah, or you play against a rough villain like a...
Right, stalwart
Thanos
villain. Yeah. That all these cards, status cards, don't mean anything. She's going to be susceptible to being exhausted too.
Yeah, she's going to have...
We didn't talk about that.
To deal with that exhausting problem.
Yeah. So you can't defend with her because then you lose that resource to maximize her events.
Yeah, so you got to find a way to block something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like she's going to be bouncing a lot, going down to Alter Ego quite often.
But then if you're exhausting to go shopping, then you're not recovering.
Yep. It's definitely going to be a balance. Maybe she comes with a ready card. I'm not sure.
Who knows?
I'm trying to look at her card count. Let's see. Her first event, Firecracker, is number 8 of 15. Her sunglasses, there's a 4.
Yeah, but Flash of Light is 9. So unless they gave us the second Firecracker, you may only get one of each of those.
So I would say there's probably 2 Firecrackers, 2 Flash of Lights would be my guess. So that means 6. So there's a 6 and a 5. So either that's another event. Well,
5 is Blinding Flash.
Blinding Flash is 5? You know what? Uh-oh. I don't think she has another
and 2 is her side
support.
Yeah, so she's... Where I think we're seeing a lot of her kit.
Oh, I bet she has either one more upgrade or one more support.
Probably a support. Do you think the support is Chick-fil-A in the food court? Is that her support?
It's Sbarro's
Pizza.
Sbarro's Pizza.
Yes, that's it.
It's going to be that.
Pizza by the slice. I like it.
Oh, food court. That brings back memory. Because we both actually worked for the same company. We sold cell phones long ago before the craze of everything is super touch screen stuff. Back when flip phones were still a thing.
Yeah, slide. Phones would slide and flip.
Oh, man, those were the jam. Mm-hmm. I don't think you ever had the opportunity to work in the kiosk at the mall.
But I did. Oh, I did.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
The kiosk, yeah, that was fun. It was terrible. Having to go to the bathroom, I had to close up everything and then go walk into the food court to go to the bathroom.
Nice.
I mean, I didn't go to the bathroom in the food court. The bathrooms over funny. There. The nicer bathrooms were in the food court. So it was right next to the Chick-fil-A. I had to go past it. So I'd always see the line. Yep. And then the random bakery that's always there, like a Cinnabon's always there,
Auntie Anne's or whatever it is. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Good times. All right,
good times.
FFG, I hope you put a pizza joint in the support.
I would like to know the listeners' thoughts about Jubilee, and are they excited? Is she going to be an explosion, or is she going to fizzle out when you play her? And then also, we want to hear what your suggestion of her food court support is. Or maybe it's like a retail store, you know, maybe an Aeropostale.
PacSun's.
Hot Topic. Could be. We would like to hear your thoughts of what her support is in the mall. And you can do that by reaching out to us at marvelchampionspod@gmail.com. And as always, we appreciate everybody listening. Go out and support us. By giving us a 5-star review if you can. It's free for you. It just helps us out. And if you want to go from a chump to a champ, listen to the Marvel Champions podcast. Thanks.
See you later.